Hi there, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. Today we begin a series entitled Parables of the Kingdom. And this is the introduction. We start with the heart. This series is going to examine a series of parables that Jesus taught about the Kingdom of God. If you and I are citizens of the Kingdom of God and we want to be good citizens of the King, then we need to know how the king runs his kingdom. We need to learn the ways of the kingdom. These parables teach important truths about the ways of the kingdom. So we're going to take a good look at them and do our best to apply them to our lives. Matthew chapter 13 records the series of parables, and we're going to start at the very beginning from verse 1. I'll read all texts from the New Living Translation. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables. As the disciples listened to the Lord teach, they wondered why he was speaking figuratively, indirectly, through parables. Surely it would be better, more effective to teach each lesson literally, directly. They asked him, and this is his answer. Matthew chapter 13, again from verse 10. His disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. That is why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand." Verse 14, this fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, "When you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so that their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me, and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people longed to hear what you see, but they didn't see it. And they longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it." So Jesus explained that he spoke in parables so that those hearing him would naturally be split into their two categories. Category one is those with hard hearts, those who were not sincerely listening for the truth. They would not be able to understand. The second category is those with soft hearts, those who were sincerely and carefully listening for the truth. They would understand. I think it's really important that you and I deal with this before we try to understand the parables of the kingdom. If our hearts are hard, then we can't expect to understand the parables. We need to first deal with the condition of our hearts before we read the parables. Now, the Jewish people had always struggled with hardness of heart. Even the law given through Moses had made concessions for their hard hearts. Jesus explained this when he was asked about divorce and the laws regarding divorce. We find this in Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 to 8. Some Pharisees came and tried to trap him with this question. Should a man be allowed to divorce his wife for just any reason? "Haven't you read the scriptures?" Jesus replied. "They record that from the beginning, God made them male and female. And he said, This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. Verse 7. Then why did Moses say in the law that a man could give his wife a written notice of divorce and send her away? They asked. Jesus replied, Moses permitted divorce only as a concession to your hard hearts, but it was not what God had originally intended. A hard heart is selfish. It's unyielding. In the case of marriage being discussed there, some hard-hearted men were unable to do what it took to preserve their marriages. So God gave them a concession to divorce, even though this was not part of his original design for marriage. I think the same could be said for many of the laws of Moses. For example, those regarding theft, rape, murder. None of these things are part of God's original design. But God gave his people these laws to deal with the sins that would result from the hardness of their hearts. So hard hearts are not new. That's nothing new. And even the disciples, these men who were fully committed to following Jesus, they also had to deal with some hardness of heart. Listen to these words recorded in Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 8 from verse 15. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus warned them, "Watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod." At this, they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Don't you know or understand even yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? You have eyes, can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? Don't you remember anything at all?" Here we see that a hard heart is unable to recognize what God is doing or revealing. The disciples failed to understand what Jesus meant because their hearts were still too hard. A soft heart is open. It's teachable. It's ready to change and to learn new ways. When Jesus does something or says something, the soft heart reflects on these things and seeks understanding or revelation from God. Now, Jesus taught his disciples to guard their hearts, and the Bible teaches us all to guard our hearts. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." In the case of Jesus' warning to the disciples, they needed to guard their hearts against being infected with the evil that was in the hearts of the Pharisees and Herod. They were to follow the ways of the kingdom of God, not the ways of their religious and political leaders. And we also need to guard our hearts from those who would infect them with things like unbelief, hypocrisy, lies, and other deceitful ways. The Bible also teaches us that we can even harden our own hearts. We find this in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7. That is why the Holy Spirit says, "Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested me in the wilderness. There your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw my miracles for 40 years. So I was angry with them and I said, 'Their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them.' So in my anger, I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest." Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. You and I can harden our own hearts by rebelling against God, by refusing to believe His words, by refusing to obey Him. When we refuse to believe or obey God, we are resisting God. And the more we resist Him, the harder our hearts will become. Ultimately, this can turn us away from God. I hope this gives us an idea of what a hard heart looks like, what a soft heart looks like. Let's now look for some lessons from these texts so that we can make sure that our hearts are soft, not hard. Just two lessons. Number one, a soft heart genuinely listens. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 12. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. A soft heart genuinely listens for God. It is hungry to hear from God and to learn His ways. In contrast, a hard heart is not really listening. As some people would say, the words go in one ear and out the other. Now, I've experienced this firsthand in both preaching and counseling. Some people are not really listening when a person is preaching. They may just be listening to someone they enjoy hearing. They may just be listening for what they want to hear. They may just be listening out of duty. It's what we do on Sundays. They may not even be paying any attention at all. They're thinking about something else instead. In counseling, I've learned that when some people are silent, they're not really listening. They are silently disagreeing or silently waiting for their next chance to continue with their story, or even silently reloading, preparing their next justification of why they are right. Here are some questions that you and I can ask ourselves to test the state of our heart as listeners. Do I really want to hear what God is saying? Do I want to hear Him even if He says things that I don't like? Am I ready to be corrected, to hear that I am wrong? Am I ready to be redirected, to hear that I must change? How serious am I about hearing what God has to say? Let's deal with our hearts so that we can truly seek to hear whatever God is saying to us. Secondly, a soft heart is fully yielded to the will of God. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 8. Jesus replied, "Moses permitted divorce only as a concession to your hard hearts, but it was not what God had originally intended." A person with hardness of heart needs concessions to be made for them. They are not completely yielded to God's designs and desires. In the case of these words, the hard hearts could not hold a marriage together. In terms of other laws, hard hearts would steal, would lie, would cheat, would commit adultery, would murder. In our case, when we have hardness of hearts, we may say yes, but to God. For example, we could say things like, and these are just some examples, "Okay, I'll forgive, but don't expect me to forget." Or, "I want to be a disciple of Jesus, but don't tell me to speak to others about Him. That's private." If we are honest, We want the ways of the kingdom to be adapted to suit us. We want concessions to be made for us, for our desires, for our weaknesses, for our preferences, etc. In contrast, a person with a soft heart yields their life completely to God's designs and desires. They are ready to give up things that they like. They are ready to make uncomfortable changes, to make sacrifices. Essentially, they are prepared to do whatever it takes to be a true disciple of Jesus, to become more like him, to live a life that pleases God. Friends, if we want to hear and understand what the Lord is saying to us, then we need to deal with any hardness in our hearts and to guard our hearts against hardness. Let's respond now to that warning in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3, I'll read verses 7, 8, and 12. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Be careful, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. Let's surrender our hearts completely to God. Let's ask him to search our hearts, to show us any hardness, any stubbornness, any form of unbelief, any area of our life that we are holding back. Any unwillingness to change, let's yield our lives completely to the Lord. And let's start listening more intently for him, committed to embrace whatever he says to us. Let's be ready to be corrected, ready to be rebuked, ready to be called to action or to change. This is about so much more than understanding parables, my friend. This is about us living the glorious new life that God has called us to live. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray for soft hearts. May we have ears that hear, eyes that see, and hearts that understand. For the glory of the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Amen.